Hello, everyone, and welcome to Trigger Happy Memories. Here we go. I'm your host, Eddie Schmidt, tonight filling in for Mike Murtha, who is way down in Arizona having some fun. This is WPCA 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. This is live radio, folks. We've got some great guests with us tonight. We have Steve Swenson and Dan Lund, and we're going to be talking and singing some songs, and hope you enjoy it. So sit back, and we hope we trigger some happy memories for everyone for the next 60 minutes. Hang on, here we go. Everybody, this is Eddie Schmidt. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories, and it's Thursday night, live radio here in downtown Amory, Wisconsin. And I got a couple of great friends guests with us tonight. We've got Steve Swenson and Dan Lund. How are you guys doing?
Just perfect.
Nice.
Downtown Amory, you found it okay?
Oh, great to be in Wisconsin.
It's a beautiful day, and the twins
lovely. Yes, spring is here.
Yeah, I hadn't heard yet if the Twins did win today.
They won
their opener. So
we can drink beer because they didn't lose the opener.
Okay. But
I just got that joke. I heard it earlier today.
But it's great having you. Appreciate you guys coming all the way over here. And we always like to talk to the folks and find out, Steve, when you first got into music, what got you into music when you were nice and young?
Well, when I was 14, I was hanging out with a couple brothers, Daryl and Keith Johnson, and they told me I had to get a bass guitar and we'd start a band. And that's what ended up happening. And I ended up doing a lot of the booking and this and that, and one thing led to another, and had a good run with that. In fact, I played with a group called the Ivymen. That's what we started with, and then we changed our name to the Buttons. And then I ended up joining an original group called Clover. And in fact, we were booked by David Anthony Productions, and I know Dave lives in Osceola, so I was thinking of him when I came over. But anyway,
is that over in Minnesota then? This was going on, or
yeah, that was in Minnesota. And then 72, I moved out to, or 71, I moved out to Colorado, and did four albums. I did one album with Danny Holian. I did one with Michael Stanley, in which the guitar player was Joe Walsh, so got to know a lot of those people. And then I did two other ones, one with Dewey Terry, who was used to be Don and Dewey, Sugarcane Harris, Don Sugarcane Harris and Dewey Terry. We did an album for them. I was a session bass player for 4 years. And then they kind of went... They didn't get a lot of record sales at Tumbleweed Records, so they ended up folding. And I went off to Boulder and started up the group Dusty Drapes and the Dusters.
Jeepers.
And we had that run for about 12 years. We recorded for Columbia Records. Had a lot of great guys in that band. It was really a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've heard some of that music on CD, and that's great stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we got lots of stuff that you can we can talk about. So maybe we should have you sing a song for us, Steve.
Yeah, you know, Dusty Drapes and the Dusters was a Western swing band.
Okay.
Patterned kind of after Bob Wills, but we did a lot of original stuff. So let's do a Bob Wills song.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yep.
Okay, this goes out to all my Colorado friends out there, if you're listening in. Say one, two, one. South. I'm almost halfway to heaven. Snow may be falling, but all I can see, fields of cotton just smiling back at me. Oh, my window faces the south. And though I'm too far from that Swanee, I'm never frowning or down in the mouth. My window faces the south. Here we go now.
Western swing like Bob Wills when you're doing the Dusty stuff out?
Oh, yeah, we did a lot of that. A lot of Western swing.
Were you ostracized?
Yeah, we did that. We used to open up for a lot of groups, you know, that were coming through town.
Uh-huh.
We were double bill with Sleep at the Wheel quite a bit. We opened up for Willie Nelson and Linda Ronstadt, all kinds of people.
We were talking about Linda Ronstadt on one of the other shows. There's a steel player that we knew from up in the UP, and he was out in California for a while and actually went to the same high school as Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, wow.
And they had a garage band, and Linda came and tried out with them, and the guys told her that they didn't think she was quite good enough for the band. They wouldn't let her sing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think his name was Doc, that steel player that the Urbis brothers knew up there. But crazy stories to all this stuff.
That's funny.
One
time I was doing a gig in Boulder, and this lady come up to me and said, "We got a girl that's going to Nashville to do an album, and she's really going to make it big and all this other stuff." And I'm going, "Oh, yeah, sure. You know, you hear that a million times." And she said, "Oh, yeah. Can she come up and sing a song?" And I said, "Well, let me talk to you on my break, and we'll see." So, "Well, what's her name?" And she said, "Oh, her name is Emmy Lou Harris." And I went, "Okay." So anyway, we did a couple more songs, took a break, and I went down there, and she had left.
Oh, gee.
So there we go.
Yeah, the people we run into through the years, that's a great story. So as you were growing up, did your folks play at all, Steve, or you just...
Oh, my mother played organ in the church.
Oh, okay.
Way up in Hankinson, North Dakota, where I grew up. She played in the choir, did all the organ stuff for masses and stuff. So I come from a musical family, and I was I went to a Catholic church, which it's mandatory that you learn to play piano on that. So I got the scars to prove it. But anyway, that's where I learned how to read music and all that other stuff.
Okay. I think about back where the first time that I got to meet you was actually through a good friend that we just lost not that long ago, through Mike Timmer.
Yeah.
We had a job up in Danbury, and Mike said, oh, we got this guy coming in to play bass, and I think you're going to like him. And so that was quite a few years ago, but I think that's where I first met you, and then got to work with you a bunch down in the cities, and met a lot of neat people like Dan Lund and all the other players that you know through all over. So
yeah, it's quite a world out there of music, you know. And Mike was a great piano player. Sorry to see him go.
Yeah, yeah. When he got into that Jerry Lee Lewis stuff, he could really let her go. So when he was on his game, he was top notch. So
we used to have, he prided himself with being a two-handed piano player, you know. Well, there's a lot of piano players out there that just play, you know, chords with one hand and the right hand.
Yeah, he definitely used both hands good.
Yeah, he boogie-woogied.
Okay.
So
would you like to sing us another song, Steve?
Sure. What do you...
Let's see, that was... That's slower one that you had...
How about if we do here's a song that when I was out in Colorado, it became very popular, and we opened up for Willie Nelson one time, and a few years later I got to meet Tracy Nelson, who's not related, but she's a wonderful, wonderful singer and very famous. She used to have a group called Mother Earth. Anyway, she came out to one a couple of our shows and ended up singing, sitting in with us and stuff. And what a powerful voice. Anyway, they made a big hit out of this song, and Loretta Lynn also did it. So you want to try that one?
Sure.
Okay. We'll just start on the one.
One.
The bottle's almost empty. Has just struck 10, and darling, I had to call you at our favorite place again. We both know it's wrong to meet, but the fire's gone out at home, and there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone. After the fire is gone, turn around. Well, your lips are warm and tender, your arms hold me just right. Sweet words of love you remember, at home forgot. Each time we say it's the last time, but we still keep hanging on, and there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone. Well, love is where you find it when you find no after the fire is gone. No, there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone. Huh? Yeah.
That's a dandy.
Oh, it's a sad song.
There's a lot of sad ones, but there are a lot of beautiful songs like that.
Oh, there's a ton of them, yeah. You can do Time Changes Everything. You want to do that one?
Sure, we'll grab that in a second here, okay. Too. We just wanted to see how's Dan doing out there. You got a lot of stuff going on.
You've been better. I'm getting well now.
Have you been sick? No.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, we've got a deal coming up a week from Saturday up at the theater there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So
we'll put our heads together and work out the parts.
Yeah, we'll have to get that all worked out.
Just meet me at the end.
Yep. I was thinking about years ago, there was one time, I bet probably the first time that I saw you, Steve, we went out to the Medina to see the Bellamy Brothers, and there was this band that was playing beforehand. It was Dusty Dreams.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I didn't realize that how many years later we'd be sitting here.
That was me.
Yep, that was you. And
yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Those were a lot shorter.
They were a hoot.
Yeah,
you know, I've had an interesting career with being the Dusty Drapes and the Dusters, and then coming out here and pursuing a Cocktail Stevie and the Table Rockers. So I kind of have a country face and a classic rock face, but I always I love both music styles, you know, and it's really, really fun to be able to do it.
I've noticed working with you, it doesn't matter what the crowd wants. If they want a country band, you can cover anything that you need that way. But if they want rock, you can cover that whole thing. And
yeah, well, you know, it's kind of interesting because I'd come out here and I'd see a classic rock band, and they would do a country song, and they just didn't quite cut it. And I'd see a country western band, and they would try to do, you know, a Chubby Checker song or something, and that didn't sound right, you know. But I've been out, a lot of people have said to me that I can do either style and make it sound right, which I really take that as an honor.
Yeah, there was a guy that used to work for you that he used to, when I first started playing with Mike and John and the John and Dave thing back in the mid-80s, and Donnie Cords used to be around in the area, and I know he worked with you quite a bit, and Donnie always had a nice compliment. When he says, when you guys play country, it sounds like country. You're not somebody else that's a rock band that's trying to play a country song or something.
Right.
So, yeah.
But oh, yeah.
Donnie was a great player. I used to give lessons in New Richmond at Kurt's Guitar, and I think both of us would be there, and some nights our students wouldn't show up, so he'd show me a bunch of stuff, and it was fun to sit down and just...
Oh, yeah. He's quite a player.
Yeah. Yep. Saw him a couple of years ago down in... I think at the Steele County Fair, him and his wife, but he was covering everything. I think he's got a looper and between all the stuff but
sure.
He can still play like a crazy man. So,
hey, you know, I wanted to tell you, I think my grandson and I have two grandsons.
Okay.
And I think they're listening, so I just want to say hello to Eli and Avery from New Hope, Minnesota.
Yeah.
And their mom and dad. So, howdy.
Yeah. We got a bunch of... A little later in the show, we got a bunch that we'll say hi to that we normally always do, and so.
Yeah.
So, Dan, would you like to sing us a song?
Yeah, I don't have anybody to say hi to. Yeah, let's do a Merle Haggard song. Chase Each Other Around the Room.
Okay.
And A.
Okay.
One, two, one, two. Let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's play the kind of games we play on our wedding night. When the lock and bolt the door is only right. Let's chase each other around the room tonight. It seems late that people love to play with fire. The other games they play are just as bad. But I'd rather stay at home and kiss your burning lips and play the kind of games that make me glad. Let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's play the kind of games we play on our wedding night. To lock and bolt the door is only right. Let's chase each other around the room tonight. Look out, Eddie, here I come. Not chase around and make each other weary. Let's keep all our love at home and out of sight.
Oh, that sounds good.
And let's leave everything like jealousy behind us. And let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's chase each other around the room. Let's play the kind of games we played on our wedding night. And to lock and bolt the door is only right. Honey, let's chase each other around the room tonight. Let's chase each other around the room tonight.
Good tune, good tune, Dan.
Yeah, Merle. I think he had a few honeymoons.
How many times was Merle married? A few?
Yeah, that's, you know, a couple times in grade school. According to his book.
No, it's... I was thinking about... I know one of the first times when you gave me that CD, Steve, of the Dusty stuff, and you had a sax player with you out there and some of that stuff, and there's some videos that I've seen on YouTube where he, I think he talks too, but what a crazy good sax player. I mean,
oh yeah, that was, his name is Fly McClard.
Fly, okay, yeah. I remember that name.
And he's an awesome sax player.
Was it, did they really call him, was Fly his name?
His name is Philip, and went by Fly.
Yeah.
Boy, that guy, that's just all over. I mean, being a guy that tries to play a little saxophone, that guy was
well, he went to the top of his game. Yeah, he went to New York and studied jazz and all this other stuff, and then he came back to Boulder, and he had a band called Flying the Zippers. And they were really, really pretty popular out there.
Bob liked that one.
Well, I could tell you a few more about it. Turn the mic off.
Okay. No.
But anyway, so we hired him after we got our record deal, and then he played on our albums, a couple of them. So
yeah, he's
yeah. In fact, I got one that I gave you to off of one of my CDs. That I don't know if you'd like to play it now.
Yeah, sure. Even if Bob's got it ready, I think it's a number five cut.
Number five,
there.
Yeah. So let's hear it. Dusty Rapes and the Dusters.
Well, I happened to meet her, a sweet senorita, one night at a gala fiesta. From romance and bright Spanish laces, the smile of those sweet southern faces. From music and moonlight, the smell of the June night, the charm of that old Spanish setting. Romance in all of its glory, that start of a sweet love story. Wish me luck, amigo. Hey! sweet senorita one night at a gala fiesta. From romance and bright Spanish laces, the smile of those sweet southern faces. From music and moonlight, the smell of the June night, the charm of that old Spanish setting. From romance and all of its glory, that star of sweet love story.
Tune. So how many piece band was that at that time? That, like,
well, that
recording?
Was seven. We had three horns and the rest of the...
Yeah,
there's
sax
some pretty
player.
Good players on
oh,
that.
You think?
And
you've got that knack with sometimes with bass players where you can do that bounce and bum, 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 bum. It's hard to do it. I mean, to know where to do that and how to do that. I mean,
the walking so, bass.
Yeah, that's yeah. That's
and sing to it.
Yeah,
that would be hard to sing with that. I think.
Yeah, that was.
A friend of mine, his name is Dwight, from the Flash Cadillac Band. He originally played with Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, and then he went out to Colorado and joined up with Flash Cadillac and the Continental Kids. And he told me the same thing. He said, "Man, I can't believe it. You could play that and sing it and you remember the words." And but yeah, it was quite a compliment.
Yeah, it's to be able to do that and having a big group like that and said seven guys, it's a lot to keep track of and everything. But
yeah, one time we opened up for Paul Butterfield up at Tulagi's and on the hill in Boulder. And we were hanging out with them guys. They played a couple nights there. And anyway, we were sitting around relaxing after the gig, and Paul Butterfield said to me, I told him, I said I was going to take the band on the road. You know, we're getting ready to go on the road. He said, "You taking the horn players?" And I said, "Oh, yeah." And he goes, "Man, don't do that. You'll come back broke." I said, "Yeah, but that's what's happening right now." So.
Yeah, that was a great group, so... Would you like to sing us another song? I think you got something lined up.
Sure.
One called, is it Talk to Me?
Yeah. Send it out to my wife, Cindy.
Okay.
Can you be? Should I just start it dry? Talk to me. Talk to me. Oh, I love the things you say. Talk to me. To me in your own sweet gentle way, let me hear, tell me dear, tell me you love me so, talk to me. Talk to me, darling, I want to know the many ways you speak of love. I've heard before, and it sounds so good every time. Please let me hear. So I want to make you mine, so talk to me, talk to me, hold me close, whisper low. Thank you. time. Oh, I want to hear that part that I love so. I want to make you mine. So talk to me. Talk to me. Hold me close.
First times I was probably playing with you at Columbia Heights and you did that, I thought, now that's a keeper, right?
It's a class?
Yeah. It's a class. Yeah, that's a great tune. I know I was thinking, one of the jobs that I was working with you, Steve, you had a friend with you, and there was the friend, I think you guys were talking about, that he had a guy that used to live with in his house with him or something, that was a lead player for you for a while by the name of Junior Brown, was
it? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Junior Brown. My old buddy Tor, he might be listening out in Colorado. Hey, Tor. Roly Poly was his nickname. And anyway, he traveled with the band, worked with us for quite a bit.
Was Junior's nickname Roly Poly?
No.
Oh,
but he could have been. Yeah.
Tor, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, Junior played in my band for 3.5 years. And it was quite an experience. He's a very talented guy. And, you know.
Didn't he say he had a nickname for you? Did he call you Griggs or something? What was it?
Jigs.
Jigs. Oh,
yeah, Buster Jigs. That was one of my nicknames out there.
Okay.
It was after an old cowboy poem. There's a cowboy named Buster Jigs. And anyway, that's how that got started. But Junior, I actually named him Junior.
Really?
Yeah, my drummer and I had to pick him up in New Mexico because we were on our way to Texas. And he was kind of complaining and this about this and about that and this and that. And I said, come on, Junior, get in here. You know, his name was JB. Well, then it kind of stuck. Everybody started calling him Junior. He goes, I don't know if I like that name. I said, well, it's cool. Junior Samples or something. You know, it's really country. You know, I don't think the girls will like that. I said, well, you care about that? Because anyway.
Quite a player, that guy.
Yeah. So one time he called me up, and he was coming up to Minnesota, and he said, Jigs, this is Junior. He says, you named me Junior, but don't tell anybody.
And now he just told the world.
Now I just told everybody. Which is okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
He can call me if he wants.
He still calls himself Junior, so.
Yeah. So I think maybe I'll even try to sing one here. There's one that we used to do a lot that you sing
sure.
Good harmony with me on.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
One called Another Day, Another Dollar.
Right.
About where this song out with all the different groups that I'm working with, but it's fun. Another day, another dollar, daylight comes, I'm on my way. Another day, another dollar, working my whole life away. The boss told me, you get paid weekly, that's exactly how I'm paid. Another day, another dollar, working my whole life away. Another day, another dollar, daylight comes, I'm on my way. Another day, another dollar, working my whole life away. Here's Mr. Dan Lund. Thank you. Eileen on my Thanksgiving. I love them more and more each day. They're the reason I keep living, working my whole life away. Another day, another dollar, daylight comes, I'm on my way. Another day, another dollar, working my whole life away. Another day,
another day,
another dollar, daylight comes, I'm on my way. Another day, another dollar, working my whole life away. Working my whole life away. There. We all ended up in the same room.
You guys all stop.
At the end.
You want to keep playing, we'll play right along with you, Dan.
Okay. All right. We got a lot to say at the end.
Well, we didn't have a drummer to complain about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, every time we tape the show, there's a bunch of folks that we like to say. We've been so lucky to have folks just like the folks you got listening out in Denver, and we've got people listening to us out in Shelby, Montana. I'll say hi to a few folks, and you guys can say hi to a few more. That if you're, you know, first I want to say hi to my wife Joanne. Our son does a lot better job saying hi to her than last time. I forgot to say that, but hi to Joanne, Uncle Bob, Edna and Forest Lake, our neighbors Al and Ann, the Cactus Cousins. They usually listen in, and all of our Facebook friends, including the Cribbage Boys. Jim out there in Montana, and let's see, there's
Kenny and Darlene.
Kenny and Darlene, they're great about listening and stuff. And we've got a bunch of nieces and nephews that are listening a lot of the time. And Mike and Debbie, if you're sitting out in Arizona listening to us, we hope you are. So, you guys got some other folks that you wanted to say hi to?
Oh, well, you know, my grandsons, I want to say, that I got them covered in Torrance, Colorado. My wife, Cindy. My other son, stepson, who's on his way to Orlando, Florida, so he's probably not listening. But that, and then, there's a lot of people out. Let's see, who do we have? I don't know. Yeah.
Who you got, Dan?
Just everybody. All my Facebook friends that made smart cracks when I posted this. Okay. You know who you are.
I have to say hi to my friend Mary. She's actually my probation officer, but she's also my friend. And she's listening to make sure that I'm really here.
Okay. Yep. And so we're going to actually next week, well, not next week, but... I'm going to a concert, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay. I remember one story that you were telling me, Steve. Were you playing somewhere? Were you on a stage? And they had to fly this band in? And was it a bunch of guys walked by you? Was it the Monkees walked by you?
Oh, yeah. No, that was we were up in Great Falls, Montana. And my group for many, many years, we were managed by Dave Hoffman, and he was kind of like the P.T. Barnum of classic rock bands. he hired all of these guys, you know, and we were a backup band for many years. We did that, and we backed up groups like the Coasters, the Drifters, the Crystals, Tommy Rowe. I played with Bobby V for 2 years, did a bunch of stuff. But anyway, we were up in Great Falls, Montana, and the Drifters came up. There's somebody that booked them out on the East Coast, and they were different. they would just go, there would be four black guys, and they would say, who are we tonight?
Yeah.
That's what, the, you know, are we the Drifters or are we the Coasters? Yeah. And we walked by, and he said, who are we tonight? And I said, huh, you know? And the other guy grabbed him, pulled him away from me. Then they came out and did the show. I said, I hope you're the Drifters, because that's what I got on the contract.
Okay.
So that happened, and yeah. We played with the Platters, backed them up, a lot of great groups.
Okay. You want to sing another song for us, Steve?
Sure. You want to do Time Changes Everything?
Sure.
This is a Western swing song. Go out to my Western friends out there.
It's an E.
G.
G-O. Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
There was a time I thought of no other, and our hearts sang our own refrain. Our hearts beat as one, and we had our fun, but time changes everything. When you left me, my poor heart was broken, and our romance seemed all in vain. The dark clouds are gone, and there's blue skies above, 'cause time changes everything. Oh, take it now. You left me, my poor heart was broken, and our romance seemed all in vain. To an old song, rearrange it, try to make it swing. I thought nothing could stop me from loving you, but time changes everything. Yes, time changes everything.
I think I stole that song from you, because I like to sing that once in a while now,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, that's a great song.
It's a positive song.
Yep, and just that Bob Wills stuff is just great stuff.
Yeah, yep. Love the Bob Wills. We got a whole medley of that stuff we've done. Dan and I have been playing together since about 1991, I think. 89, 91.
Seems like just last week.
Yeah. In fact, we can
just flew by.
We can go down the road, and we don't have to talk each other. We know what each other's thinking.
Sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've been down a lot of roads. We did a one-nighter in Vicksburg,
and
Mississippi.
Really?
Yeah.
We sure did.
I was almost eaten by a crocodile. Yeah. Or no, I guess it was an alligator.
And so you just went all the way down there?
I was sitting by
just
this body of water, just sitting down there, and the cook came running out and said, you got to get out of there. There's a 20-foot alligator in there that, you know, gobbled up some little kid last week.
And there was Dan, minding his own business, yeah. Down by the river.
Well, I was hiding.
Yeah, you know, Dan and I, we played a lot together, and going through this music business and music world, there's nothing I wouldn't do for him, and there's nothing he wouldn't do for me. And that's how we spend our life, doing absolutely nothing for each other.
I wasn't expecting that, but oh, that was good. I was thinking about when you guys used to do the recording, was there a studio out in Denver that you guys used to actually do this recording, or it's changed through the years?
Yeah, there's quite a few studios out there. When I first got out there and was with Danny Holian and Tumbleweed Records, they flew us to Los Angeles to record. We'd go out there for a week or two, and we recorded at the Record Plant West.
That was a cool gig.
Yeah, it was kind of neat.
Yeah.
I was in Studio A, and there was a group in the Studio B mixing, and it turned out to be Sly and the Family Stone. Yeah, there's a story there, but I better not go there.
No, it's...
Which album were they doing, do you know?
I don't know, but they were out, they had an RV parked there, and they were all, they get out of the RV, and as they're walking to the door, they'd all be sniffing like they had a cold or something.
Oh. Were they kind of furtive too?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on, but that RV was shaking and a bopping.
Man, I was thinking about there was one time I was watching Midwest Country, and it was in a really older show, and I looked and Betty Lee was singing, and I looked behind her, and there was this bass player playing, and it was the guy that's sitting here in the room with us. Steve was playing, but it looked like a different set. Like it was almost like a bar.
They had a place down in South Minneapolis, and Jim Jensen's. He had an electric shop there, you know.
Oh, okay.
Appliance store, TV repair, radio, and stuff. He did all that stuff, and they had a room in the back, and they made it up to look, you know, like a hee-haw kind of thing.
Yeah, because I saw hay bales, and it looked pretty neat.
But. I remember one time they wanted us to do six artists and from like 12 to 6 on a Sunday afternoon. So we got in there about 10:30 and got all set up and everything. We got going. Okay. We're running out of time.
No, we're fine.
We ended up going until about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, and just one after another, boom, boom, boom. And so now every now and then I turn it on and they show reruns and I go, whoa. If they're on RFD, you know, somebody goes, hey, I just saw you on RFD TV. And I'm going, you did? But yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was an older thing. But Betty Lee, she's, after she had a stroke a few years ago, she's down in the nursing home in Woodville. She's still with us. And I know I know Jay Moore down in Eau Claire plays some of her tunes every once in a while yet down there, so it's neat to hear her stuff. But we try to go down and play for her in the nursing home every once in a while. It's good stuff.
She was on the original show, I think, the original country.
Oh, okay. Show.
She told me that anyway. Yep. Played with her up there a few times.
Wow, yeah. We've been talking a lot here. You want to sing another song for us, Steve?
Oh. But,
I'm sure you've probably got one in the old repertoire.
Well... Yeah, I do have a few.
I know you used to do a great job on Mansion on the Hill or anything.
Cowboy Rides Away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing Cowboy Rides Away.
Okay.
It's the last song I played before I moved out of Colorado in 1984.
The Cowboy Rides Away. That's like...
Real quick.
Wow.
When I was out in Colorado, South Park, I was getting gas at this gas station, and had my Dusty Drapes clothes on, you know, and stuff. And I walked in there, and there was a 13-year-old kid standing there, and he had a big chew in his mouth and stuff. And I kind of looked at him, and he says, "Are you a cowboy gone dude or a dude gone cowboy?" That's what he said to me. I can't tell you what I replied, but
all right.
It was pretty funny stuff. Yeah. One, two. Dealt the cards, I dealt my heart. Now I've found a game that I can play.
This is where the cowboy rides away. My heart is sinking like the setting sun. Setting on things I wish I'd done. It's time to say goodbye to yesterday. This is where the cowboy rides away. Oh, that's Eddie.
When I do all those Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed like every Sunday that we'd come up there that you always had somebody else that would show up and either get up and play, and I never met so many musicians in my life as those jobs
that
I did.
Yeah, that was a nice gig.
Do you loan any of them any money?
Not that I know of, Dan, but...
Good move.
Unless I owe you something.
No.
Okay, well, we want to thank Steve Swenson and Dan Lund for coming out and helping do the show with us tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure. So we hope everybody had a good time listening, and maybe we stirred up some memories. So have a great time, and we'll talk to you next month.